In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Whenever I read that first reading, as an anatomist and an orthopedist, I have to tell you, there is no such thing as a sciatic muscle. I'm sorry. It probably was a translation error. It's the sciatic nerve, and it's the sciatic nerve which the Jews won't eat. And if you've ever seen a sciatic nerve, it's about an inch in diameter. It's huge, and it lies right over the hip joint. So I just had to clear that up because it always bugs me. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And his heart was moved with pity. Jesus, Lord, saw the need, and he sees the need now. The untold thousands, troubled and abandoned, sheep without a shepherd, roaming aimlessly without direction, clutching onto the first thing they hear, as they just want to feel to be part of something, anything, and not looking deeply at what they're clinging to. They need true shepherds, but where are they to be found? We have heard that the work falls to us, and should we not want to believe it coming from our fellow man, then listen to the words of Jesus himself. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. We know we are called, but so often we don't come willingly, if at all. We, as Jacob did, wrestle with the Lord. Deep down, we know we can't win, but anything to keep from accepting the call. Maria Goretti heard and answered God's call. Not yet 12, she was attacked and brutally stabbed 14 times by 19-year-old Alessandro Serinelli, who, along with his father, lived in the same house as the Gorettis. He was trying to rape Maria. He had tried before. As she was being assailed, did she think of herself? No. As a true disciple of Christ, she prayed for Alessandro, telling him that he was in danger of losing his soul if he did this. She forgave him on her deathbed. Even after her death, she did not give up on getting God's word of mercy to him, even though he remained unrepentant. She appeared to Alessandro in a dream, giving him a bouquet of lilies. And this act of kindness from Maria in heaven changed him forever, as he begged her mother for forgiveness when he was finally released 27 years later, and being present for Maria's canonization. He became a Capuchin lay brother, living in a monastery as a receptionist and gardener until he died. Maria heard Christ's call, and in answering it, she harvested Alessandro's soul for the Lord. And so, my brothers and sisters, what about you? Do you hear his call? Will you answer it? What will your answer be? Will it be, not now, Lord. My life is good. I'm comfortable. I'm content. I'll just sit back here where I am and watch. Perhaps tomorrow I'll lend a hand. Or perhaps it'll be a resounding no. I never signed up for this. I thought being a Christian was an invitation to receive the gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life in heaven. I wasn't told that there were strings attached. Well, my friends, you reap what you sow. As St. Paul said, those who don't work won't eat. Christianity is not for couch potatoes. It's a true Christian's faith is active, it is lived. Lived in their love for God, as seen in their love for their neighbors and anyone else God may send their way. It's a life obeying the commandments and evincing the beatitudes and corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Look at how the early church grew from 12 good men who went forth and preached the good news about the Word made flesh who dwelt among us. In this present day and in this very country, there are many, so many, who haven't heard this message, or having heard it at one time have forgotten it beneath the noise and rhetoric of our society. So many of those who wear the seal of faith through baptism deny the real presence, condone same-sex marriage, vote and support abortion on demand. If those who say they are one with you do this, What is the unbeliever to think? Our work of evangelization begins with these brothers and sisters in baptism. It is on us to turn them back to the truth, to turn them back to God. The hearts of men are sick. They are far from the Lord. They are lost. Who will help find them so the Lord might heal them? In today's gospel, we are asked point blank to help. No beating around the bush. But how often, like Jacob, do we wrestle with God? We hear his call if we are quiet and still. We hear his voice, come, work for me. The harvest of souls is great and I need you. Will you join us? Do we say, yes, Lord, you can count on me? Or do we turn and sneak away? Perhaps he won't see me. Perhaps he won't care. He'll find plenty of help. He doesn't really need me. Well, yes, he may not need you, but more importantly, he wants you. We have read in the Old Testament how when God sought something from his chosen, he appeared to them. Abraham overlooking Sodom and Gomorrah. Moses on Mount Sinai. Jacob wrestling with him. Do you not realize he does the same for us? Today in the Eucharist, he comes before you. He comes in person and calls, come, follow me. Come work with me as we go to harvest souls. What will you say? The decision is yours to make. As you approach the altar today, give Jesus your answer. And I pray it will be, yes, Lord, you can count on me. May God bless you.